Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, October 11th. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the program, we take a global culinary tour as we welcome a number of vendors taking part in tomorrow's Saratoga International Flavor Feast. The sixth annual event runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Saratoga Springs, and we have Italian, Belgian, Middle Eastern, and American restaurants represented in the studio today. Might be the most crowded studio we've ever had for a Food Friday. If you have a question about any of those culinary cultures, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But that number, once again, is 800-348-2551. The Saratoga International Flavor Feast, your global cuisine calls coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello once again, and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today on Food Friday, we take a culinary journey around the world with a number of vendors taking part in tomorrow's Saratoga International Flavor Feast. It's a sixth annual event. It's being held from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. tomorrow, and wow, what a lineup of guests we have. Dave Zucca is with Ravenous, a Belgian-themed restaurant. Joe Crissen represents Three Vines Bistro, an Italian establishment. Zohir Lian and Michelle Durand are from Falafel Den, which offers Middle Eastern dishes. And finally, Tim James is from Peabody's, an American-style restaurant. If you got a question about any of these cuisines or the Saratoga International Flavor Feast tomorrow, give us a shout. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can also tweet us at WAMCVoxPop, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. This is the biggest crowd we've ever had on a Food Friday. So Dave, Joe, Zohir, Michelle, and Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Ray.
Great to have you all here. Now, Tim, you're in the little kid's chair.
I like the little kid's chair.
So you're going to have to come a little closer to that. That's better. Yeah, there you go. Well, this is exciting. First of all, before we talk about this amazing, I mean, it's not a huge, Studio A is not a huge studio. All right. Now, we have five people here who are going to be talking about food, and they all brought food. There is not a lot of room at the table. But let's introduce everybody first, and then we'll talk about the event, and then we'll talk about what you brought. Since Zohir and Michelle were here first, why don't you tell us about the Falafel Den?
Well, hello, Mr. Ray.
Hello.
We have everything made from zero. We have that hummus, baba ganoush, grape leaves, an Arabic salad, and we have fava beans, we have chickpeas. Plus, we have the dessert, baklava, too.
Mm.
Yes.
How long has the Falafel Den been in operation up in Saratoga?
It's been almost 4 years now.
Ah, and you're having a good run?
Yes, we're doing very good.
Very exciting. Well, great to have you here. Joe Crissen with Three Vines Bistro, Italian joint, yeah?
Yeah.
They're pretty popular up in Saratoga.
They are.
From way back.
From way back.
Tell us about Three Vines.
Three Vines, we just had our 50th anniversary beginning of October.
Yeah.
Doing great up there, right in the Congress Street Plaza, a little off the beaten
50
path.
Years?
Five.
Oh, five years.
5 years, God.
Okay.
It's a good looking run. Good for my age.
Well, I
know. We're known for our meatballs there.
Yeah. Know, all right, tell us about the meatballs. Now, there's a place that we love. My family and I, we go up to York Beach, Maine every summer, and there's a place called Mimo's up there.
Yeah.
Mimo just passed away a couple years ago, but they keep the place running. They did meatballs, and old school, it had pine nuts in it. They took them out a year or two ago because of allergies. Your meatballs, you got the pine nuts
we
in it?
We do not.
No.
We do not.
Allergy thing?
Not really.
No?
We just never did it with the pine nuts. Grandma did back then, but.
No, not for you, huh?
No.
And that, so, people are all right with that?
Yeah, they are. We have a couple of options that are gluten-free.
Yeah.
Vegan meatball also.
Oh, so really? What do you make that? Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's also introduce Dave Zucca from Ravenous. Dave, nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
You know, you guys have brought food to our fun drives. By the way, the fun drive is coming soon, but not for your benefit. Because if anybody wants to kick in the lockbox, WAMC.org. But Ravenous always brought food. And before we talk about the food, I know I've had this drink before at the fun drives. Tell us what this is.
This is our house-made Moroccan mint iced tea.
Mm.
Green tea, fresh mint, sweetened with some clover honey.
really nice, very refreshing, and great to have you here. So Ravenous has been around for a long time.
We are lucky enough to have celebrated our 20th anniversary last week.
Nice.
So 20 years going strong, a ton of great events going on last week and throughout the rest of the month.
Well, fantastic. And then the guy who's in the little kid's chair.
I don't
here.
Mind.
You don't mind at all?
I'm sitting down. It's comfortable.
Jim James from Peabody's at American Style Restaurant. How you doing, man?
Not bad. Yourself, Ray?
Very good. And so Peabody's has been up there a while, right?
Peabody's has been there since 85.
That's a long... That's when I used to stomp around up there back in those days.
Last 8 years under the current ownership.
And where are you in Tokyo?
Right across from Ben & Jerry's is what I tell people. It's the easiest way to find us.
Mm.
Not a big sign on the window, big back patio, though.
You know, most of my memories of Saratoga at that time are a little cloudy. I don't know exactly why that is.
Public radio, I'm not saying anything.
All right, fair enough. By the way, if you want to call in, our number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Saratoga International Flavor Feast tomorrow, the sixth time they've done this. Who wants to start in talking about this? Anybody?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Well, I'm going to say the weather's gorgeous tomorrow, so there.
The weather looks like it'll
65
hold.
65 and sunny tomorrow.
Beautiful. All right, Michelle, you're on the hook here. Tell us about the feast.
Well, the last few years that I've participated in it, seems to get a big crowd, a lot of interesting samples, just a dollar.
Yeah. How many restaurants are involved?
You know, quite a few. I didn't count how many.
Yeah.
I think it was over 25, I counted.
Yeah, over 25.
And this is right on the main drag? I mean, how far in Saratoga does this go?
It's all any over. And everywhere.
Yeah.
Really? And so tell us how this works.
So folks pay a dollar, and they receive a sample from participating vendors, and the vendors can either be located at their establishment, and then for some people coming not from the downtown area, there's going to be, I believe it's at the Downtowner this year, parking lot, where there will also be out of Saratoga vendors showing their international cuisine as well. And it runs from 11 to 4, and people get to just try all kinds of different stuff and, you know, give us our feedback and, you know, just have a great day in Saratoga. And, you know, the weather is going to be beautiful. So
well,
Dave, for a great crowd.
Dave and Tim, you've been maybe in Saratoga longest at this point. Have you guys been involved with this since the beginning?
Yeah, actually, we have.
Yep. Ravenous was also... Yeah. One of the inaugural.
Yeah, Fran does a great job getting this together.
Who's Fran?
Fran is the, how can we describe Fran?
She's runs like the organizer.
Yeah, she organizes that event.
Friending Network Saratoga, also the general manager of a
food fanatic.
New radio station.
Right?
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah, the Saratoga Food Fanatic, that's it. Yeah, she's got a website, she reviews. She does a great job for all these stuffs, really promotes restaurants.
And since the beginning, has the knowledge about this, has the crowd grown in the 6 years?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what time do you have to start setting up? If it begins at 11 a.m., what time will you all be up tomorrow morning?
We usually till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in there at 5 in the morning, so. Yeah.
You know, it's very nice of you to give us time because, I mean, it's a Friday night. Presumably the restaurants are open tonight. And then you'll be up at the crack of dawn before that tomorrow morning. So we appreciate you being here today.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Saratoga Food Fanatic and Ashley Dingman as well. So she's one of the founders and one of the guiding voices behind Flavor Feast.
Mm. All right. Well, we're not quite sure how many restaurants are involved, but there are many.
We'll find out for you.
All right. Well, fair enough. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Before we take our first break, let's go around the room and find out. There's so much food here. Let's find out what people brought. Joe, Chris, and what'd you bring?
We brought some of our chicken marsala and crusted chicken that we have on our menu, and also our traditional meatballs that we make in-house.
Okay, well, I can see the meatballs. Let's see the chicken there. That's a big... Oh, my gosh, you brought so much.
Are you ready
for
some samples, Ray? Or?
Oh, I love that.
Can we send them down?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have a little nibble. We'll get the plates going around here. Dave, Zuka, what did you bring from Ravenous today?
We brought our authentic Belgian waffles, and we brought poutine.
Then
again, our Moroccan mint iced tea.
Oh, my gosh.
And I called dibs on the waffles, so hands off.
I brought two of them.
All right, so we'll share.
The poutine looks phenomenal. So you cut your own fries and everything?
We cut our own fries. The curd is local from Washington County, Maple Brook Dairy, and the gravy is an authentic recipe that I put together over the years with the help of some dear Quebecois friends who know poutine, and I did plenty of sampling to make sure that we were on point.
The further north you go from Albany, the better it gets, and late night, it sops up a lot of booze. I'll tell you that.
It does.
Tim James, what'd you bring from Peabody's?
Of course, we brought you wings. That's what we're famous for. My guys in the kitchen just came up with a new sweet whiskey Nashville hot sauce for it that went over really well on Wing Fest.
Oh, yeah? What whiskey do you guys use?
I actually am using Bullet in this one.
I love Bullet. Are you using the rye or the bourbon?
No, the bourbon. So we have the rye also. So.
Bullet is excellent.
I'm a bourbon drinker.
At a price point, it's very good.
Oh, I have amazing stuff down there for people who are surprised. I actually drink it. And
well, for a guy in a little kid chair, you know your booze pretty well. Good for you.
Hey, been unfortunately years of practice. Now we brought you that, some of our homemade Brown's Cherry Razz Ale chili and all pulled pork.
So you got Razz in the chili?
Yeah, Brown's Brewery.
Amazing.
Yeah, Theo was a buddy of mine. He no longer works there. But, yep, we started using his in the chili recipe a long time ago.
Wow, that looks good. We'll have to try this during the break. Michelle Durand.
Hello. We brought a sample of a lot of our salads. We brought baba ganoush, some roasted eggplant in there, our homemade hummus.
Oh, tell us about your homemade hummus. Let's take a break. You'll tell us all about that. We'll pick it up with you, Michelle.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance to collect your thoughts, and then we'll come back on a Food Friday. It's the Saratoga International Flavor Feast, 800-348-2551. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Food Friday on WAMC. 800-348-2551 is the number. The folks from the Saratoga International Flavor Feast are here. Dave Zuka is with Ravenous. Joe Crisson represents Three Vines Bistro. Zuhir Leon and Michelle Duran are from Falafel Den. And Tim James is from Peabody's. And when we left, we were talking to Michelle about what you guys brought. And then I said, tell us about the hummus.
Okay, well, the hummus is homemade. It's gluten-free because it's just chickpeas with spices.
Yeah. You do it yourself?
We do.
Yeah?
We do.
That's beautiful. Popular dish?
One of the most popular, yes.
What's the most popular dish over there at Falafel Den?
I would say the falafel. Yeah. But a lot of people do come in just for the hummus. They say
My wife loves your hummus, actually.
Really?
So we have some at home.
They say they try hummus from a variety of places, and ours is the best, so...
Now, obviously, an event like this, will you be making everything for everybody, or will you just have a limited sample tomorrow, one or two items, let's say?
Yeah, no, we're doing for the dollar price point for the samples, it's the falafel, but we're also doing grape leaves as a free sample.
Ah, and so this is the grape leaves here?
Yes.
And what are these stuffed with?
Just rice. So.
Ah, okay. Anybody else want to eat? I cannot eat alone.
I could eat grape leaves.
I've eaten one of Joe's meatballs. Delicious as always.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Here they go.
Thank you. I could eat them because they're soft.
All right, let's try this here. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's like
right
a family dinner here. There are so many people at the table.
Should we start arguing then? Please, you haven't seen my family
start
dinners.
Drinking and start arguing. Dave Zuka, what's your most popular dish and what will you be preparing for tomorrow?
Well, I'd say our most popular dish is going to be our pommes frites, as far as our frites and poutine.
Yep.
And then most popular savory crepe would be the chicken cordon bleu, and that's a shout out to Chef Jake Hanlon on that one.
Yeah.
And then Sarah's favorite would be the fresh strawberries with the vanilla sauce and the Nutella. As far as tomorrow...
You brought that before to the fun drive.
As far as tomorrow's offerings, you know, trying to stick with the theme of International Flavor Feast, we've got the Belgian waffles, we have got the poutine from Canada, and then a Moroccan mint iced tea. So,
all right, tell us about the Belgian waffles.
It's a true Belgian waffle, a Liège waffle, so it does have yeast in it. It's going to be a waffle that also has pearled sugar added, so a little bit more leaven, but still all the ingredients you're going to find in a typical waffle, and we top it with fresh fruit, either strawberries, bananas, blueberries of the guest's choice, a little side of maple syrup, and we sprinkle a little bit more pearled sugar on top. Our poutine, we do go through about 1,200 pounds a week of fresh potatoes, and we cut them all in-house. They are twice-fried Belgian style in peanut oil.
Right.
Our poutine gravy, like I said, authentic, and it is also gluten-free. And then the cheddar curd from Washington County and Maple Brook Dairies. The iced tea, well, what can I say? It's just absolutely delicious.
Let's go back to the fries for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
you said the medium that you use is peanut oil.
Yep.
And in my experience, and I know nothing about cooking, mm-hmm. peanut oil is always best for French fries. Why is that?
Mainly, it's gonna be the flavor profile. You've got soy oil, you've got peanut oil, you've got canola oil, you've got olive oil, and all these oils are gonna have their own flavor profile. So the biggest thing with the peanut oil is it does have a very distinct, not peanutty flavor, but a non-typical flavor profile than you would find in a lot of other oils used for frying.
Yeah. Okay, Joe Crisson, you got to talk about the chicken marsala. This is a popular one. Up at Three Vines. So tell us about that.
It is. It's one of our most popular on our menu. We also offer chicken marsala meatballs, as Dave might know.
Yeah, like I said, during the break, one of my favorites, not in the Friday Oblate.
Tomorrow we're going to have a chicken meatball. Unfortunately, we're going to be doing our buffalo chicken meatball, you know, homemade blue.
I'm sorry. Now, that cannot be traditional Italian right there.
It's not. It's got a little twist, but we're going to have our mini cannolis we're going to be serving tomorrow, too.
Oh, beautiful.
So that was a hit last year. We're going to be serving that out of the downtowner.
All right. Well, tell us about the marsala recipe.
Marsala, it's more my mother-in-law's recipe, so can't give out too many secrets out there.
You know, I got to tell you about Food Friday. You're not the first. I get a guest on who says, I can't talk about what's in it. Kind of makes the show a little difficult to do, just saying. But that's all right. We'll let it slide. You know, you don't want to get on the bad side of your mother-in-law.
You don't.
I got to say, Zuhair and Michelle, I've been nibbling here as we've been talking.
How is it?
It's phenomenal. All right, so the grape leaves are...
It's amazing,
absolutely
yes.
delicious. And then you gave me two. One is the hummus.
This is the hummus.
Yeah.
And this is baba ganoush, they call it. It's roasted eggplant with garlic and onion. It's really delicious.
A little olive oil on the top?
Yes.
It is beautiful. Well done.
Thanks.
The number here is 800-348-2551. All right, before we get to the phones, let's talk to Tim James about the secret to wings. Now, these wings look absolutely phenomenal. You said it's got a bourbon. Well,
they're better when they come right out of the fryer, but yes.
Okay. Tell us about your secret to wings. You know, as long as your mother-in-law doesn't get upset.
Wings are simple. You bake them off first so they're nice and brown and crispy out of the oven.
Yeah.
Then you let them cool, sheet tray them, and then you cook them a quite long time. I don't know why people always ask for crispy wings. I don't know where they're going. They're not getting crispy wings.
Really?
15 minutes in the fryer.
I'm sorry.
If your wings come out before 15 minutes...
I like crispy wings, though. I mean, if they're sopping wings, it's no good.
They should be every time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. So you guys do it right, is what you're saying.
You just take pride in your cooking. All these guys know it. Every single meal is you're cooking for the public. You're cooking for your family. Every meal should be great,
We'll talk about your chili in a minute, but let's grab a call. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Bill in Greenfield, Mass. Bill, you're on.
Hi. One of you mentioned a little earlier the buffalo chicken meatballs, and I was at the market recently and I saw falafel sushi, and I've been thinking a lot about international foods and how they've been blending into each other a lot, and I was wondering if you could share your thoughts on where that's going where that's going.
Falafel sushi, by the way, sounds a little bilious to me. But
We never have falafel sushi.
But that's a very interesting concept. All right, let's talk about
it's the triangular sushi with the rice on the outside and something on the inside, and it was falafel on the inside.
Well, very interesting. All right, let's talk about that, the blending of cultures and the blending of food. Bill, thanks for the call. Anybody, let's go to Dave first.
Well, being that we're a crêperie predominantly, you know, I can put something in, and that's going to come from Brittany and Belgium is where that food originally originated. But you can find just about anything in our crêpes at Ravenous. You can find adobo pork. You can find chili. You can find classic French crêpes. And you can take, you know, cutting edge cuisine, shishito peppers and pork belly and Asiago cheeses. So, you know. For us, it's every day is fusion cooking, where you're taking different styles and different flavors and kind of mashing them together. So I'm taking a Belgian crêperie and mashing it up against just about every country on the globe to, you know, come up with the next good crepe.
And, you know, I think every culture is fusion cuisine when it comes to it. If you look at the Middle East, there are so many influences.
Yep.
You look at Italy, Southern Italy, Northern Italy, everywhere, certainly America. Everything is fusion.
They do have
cuisine.
A different, yes.
Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Saratoga International Flavor Feast is tomorrow. 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in Saratoga. Is there a website that people find out about this sort of thing?
SaratogaFlavorFeast.com, I
think it was. Definitely right. On Facebook. Definitely all over Facebook.
It's on
Facebook.
SaratogaFlavorFeast.com.
All right.
You can also go to RavenousCrepes.com and take a link over to the Flavor Feast.
This is pretty exciting stuff. And as you say, the weather is going to be pretty good. Dave Zucca is with Ravenous. Joe Crisson is with Three Vines Bistro. Zohir Leon and Michelle Durand are from Falafel Den. And Tim James is from Peabody's. And Tim, you brought chili.
Oh, of course.
Tell us about that.
Chili, it's very...
Well, I know what chili is, but your chili.
Our chili is something that I started making a recipe ages and ages ago. We won a few chili cook-offs with it and just keep running with it. Very popular. We do a lot of just simple, good food down there. Bowl of chili on a cold day, bowl of chili over waffle fries.
Right.
Just simple, easy, family-sharing food. My chili is a little different. I actually use coffee in it. I use the Doc's raspberry ale. I use a little sugar and honey, a lot of cracked black pepper and crushed red pepper. So she gives it a little heat, but it's still nice and sweet on the back end of it. So
what does the coffee do?
Gives it a little extra flavor that you're not used to.
All right, here.
I really don't even tell people that.
I'm
so
moving a little.
I don't tell people what's in it.
A little Baba Ganoush over. Just hit me with a little spoonful of that.
Well, she's probably a little cold.
I don't care. What? This radio. We'll pretend it's very hot. Thank you very much. All right, so I see you got nice little black beans in there.
Yeah, black beans, fresh ground beef. We use a local farm for that. Fresh local plum tomatoes. Really fun crushing those up. No, the recipe is very, very simple. I always told people, I learned a long time ago, anything you make, you got to care about it. You got to love making it. Comes out better that way.
Mm.
Hopefully it's all right. I'm teaching one of my guys to run it.
Oh, really? You didn't oversee this one yourself?
I oversaw it, but we're trying to teach somebody else.
Anybody else want to eat? I cannot eat by myself here.
We all just got out of a restaurant. We all probably ate this morning.
Be honest. Do you eat at the restaurant?
We all sample. Do I actually sit down for a meal?
Do you have
no.
time?
No.
It's like I do this show. And they say, you eat all that food. I say, no, I have a nibble at best because I'm working, you know?
Even at home, I eat over the kitchen sink.
Right. Well, you also brought some pulled pork, looks like, right?
Yeah, very simple. Just a nice fresh pork butt, just roasted off all day, a little honey barbecue sauce on it.
How do you say all day? 6-8 hours?
Yeah, close to 8, yeah.
Yeah.
So
over low, you smoking that?
No, I do not. I do not have a smoker anymore, unfortunately.
What happened? Was it a terrible mishap over at Peabody's?
No, Saratoga will not allow a smoker downtown.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Too many condos around there now, so.
Boy, it's not like the old days, huh?
No, actually, there used to be a smoker on the premise a long time ago, but they got rid of it, and they won't let you do it, so.
Very interesting. All right, well, that looks delicious, too. Anybody who wants to join in the eating, go right ahead. We're joined today by Joe Crisson of Three Vines Bistro, Zohir Leon and Michelle Durand of Falafel Den, Tim James from Peabody's, Dave Zucca of Ravenous. They are all here to answer your calls. If you have a question about Italian or Belgian or Middle Eastern or American style, the one that really is a little sketchy is American style. What is American style?
American style is,
I mean, that to me,
simple.
It's a steak.
No,
it's a steak
true.
And a potato.
We
and that,
run
that.
Steaks as specials. You want to hand cut everything that we need to. American is comfort food to me in a way. My wife's Hispanic. I'm Irish and Ukrainian. I was trained in French and Italian.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
the fights must be outstanding at your house.
Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble at my house. But no, comfort. I mean, the other day we're running an Asian-inspired, you know, ahi tuna salad. The other day we're running simple burgers with barbecue, cheddar jack, jalapenos. We run tacos for specials. American is very flexible.
That's it. It gives
yeah,
you a lot more leeway than some of these.
Yeah, I mean,
the
burgers, wings, those are your basic staples on our menu, but our menu is a little eclectic. We get a lot of people in there going, wait a second, I don't expect to see this at a sports bar.
Ah.
But, you know, my guys actually care and run really good.
Well, you know, Joe Crisson, I'm a big Italian food fan. Do you guys do the bragiole?
We do.
Yeah? Did you bring that?
I did not.
Okay.
We usually run in the summertime.
Why the summertime?
Just a big seller night. A lot of work goes into it, you know.
Yeah, come a little closer to the mic.
Guys get in there early in the morning.
Yeah, you know, that takes some work, yeah?
It does. But Sunday we got our Sunday gravy coming out again.
What's that?
We're going to have the bragiole on there.
Oh,
it's a
really?
Grandma's mixture, you know. We got meatballs, you got the ribs, the beef. It's all mixed into the sauce, pasta.
Oh.
smorgasbord.
Oh my gosh. And you get an Alka-Seltzer afterwards, right?
That's right. You know, that's a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock dinner on a Sunday.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a question for us today, we talk Saratoga International Flavor Feast, 6th annual event. Which of you was there at the beginning?
Me and Ravid, I think all of us were.
And Zuhair, you came along a year or two later?
Yep.
Yeah. And you guys all enjoy it? Is there any competition with the restaurants?
Between each restaurant? No, yeah. This is a fun event. There's actually, unlike Chowder Fest, there's actually no voting. There's no nothing like this. It's all just fun, have a good time. You know, and everybody's food to me
but
is different.
But don't people
style.
Like a good competition, though?
Personally,
not
no.
as much as we
I
like
mean,
field trips.
Yeah.
And this is like a field trip when we get to leave our restaurant and go out front for
we're all
a
going
bit.
To Pauly's on the way because we park next to it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
We're
well,
in the parking lot.
Let's hope your cars are safe on the way
yeah,
out.
I got insurance.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
But no, I mean, I don't feel any competition. I mean, everybody's style is different. Everybody, I don't know, I get along with all the restaurants around us. I think it's fun. Even Chowder Fest, when they do vote. We're there to serve the public. We're there to make you have yummy food, you know?
Yeah.
As long as you like us, we're happy.
You know, I think it's been several years since we've had the Chowder Fest people on, but I can't believe anybody here is maybe you do a chowder. Does anybody else do a chowder at the Chowder Fest?
Yep.
We do.
Really?
Yeah, we did too.
Really? Tell us about that. What'd you do? What a Middle Eastern chowder?
Chickpea chowder.
Chickpea chowder?
It was delicious.
Popular?
It was actually very, yeah, a lot of people came back.
Yeah, Chowder Fest is getting a lot different than just, I started doing Chowder Fest back in the 80s, and it's beginning a lot different lately. Everybody's really doing different out of the box instead of just straight clam chowders anymore, and it's kind of makes it more fun.
We do a dessert chowder at Ravenous because we don't traditionally do soups. I don't want to mislead the public that they can come in the next day and try a fantastic chowder.
Yeah.
So we do a dessert chowder.
Okay, well, you can call anything chowder. I mean, I can call this mint tea chowder, but
it's supposed to have cream and potatoes is what a chowder technically does.
Technically, yeah.
So, but I mean, last year I ended up doing gluten-free vegan sweet corn and potato.
Yeah.
Irish whiskey, but we have bought a gluten-free Irish whiskey.
And, I'm sorry, whiskey has gluten?
Technically, it does.
Traces.
Yeah, technically she does. So I actually called the, there's a vegan council, and they actually pushed me onto a whiskey that's considered gluten-free.
Any good?
So, you know, it ain't taking over Telemer Du or anybody like that, but it's very good, actually.
Could you tell a difference? Could somebody tell, you know, I don't drink the Irish whiskey very much.
Yeah, like go down to Nine Maple, they'll be able to, you know, Sirianni will tell you the difference. For your average person, no, it was very good.
This is fascinating. Will there be drinking going on tomorrow during the International Flavor Feast?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. We have our back patio open with two bartenders on tomorrow.
Nice. All right. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We talk international cuisine today with the folks from Saratoga International Flavor Feast. We'll be right back. So during the break, I asked to try a little of the poutine, and I have a plate. Well, I'll show you, Zach. This is that's a sizable plate. And you know what? I will eat it all, but not during the show. I got to say the gravy, Dave, the gravy on this is amazing. By the way, the number here is 800-348-2551. Tell us again. You make the gravy yourself?
We make the gravy in-house. It is gluten-free. It's got about 14 ingredients. So the first time I put my sous chef in front of that recipe, it was kind of daunting. But
who came up with the recipe?
I did.
Yeah.
I took, you know, again, many Quebecois friends and spent a lot of time in Quebec, Montreal, as well as Quebec City.
Yeah.
And just took a couple of household recipes from a couple of dear friends up there and started playing around Mad Scientist about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and came up with this gravy recipe. And it was a hit from the start, and away it goes.
Well, I don't want all 14 because I know you want to have some secret ingredients in there. But give us the predominant ingredient.
Predominant is going to be, it starts with gluten-free beef as well as chicken base. It's got shallots. It's got garlic. It's got some barbecue sauce, some apple cider vinegar, some cumin, some chili powder.
You got apple cider vinegar in there.
Got a little bit of apple cider.
What does that actually accomplish?
For me, it's the flavor profile, just that little bit of acid. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really good. It reminds me, up in Plattsburgh. As I say, you go further north, you get some amazing. Yep. There were some bars up there that 3 a.m., boy, you got some poutine, and it was...
No doubt.
Again, the memory's a little cloudy. We're talking, 35 years, whatever.
It's been very well received from French Canadians and people from all over the world. So we're really fortunate.
Our number here is 800-348. It's a Food Friday, 800-348-2551. Joined today by Dave Zucca of Ravenous, Joe Crisson of Three Vines Bistro, Zuhir Leon and Michelle Duran from the Falafel Den, as well as Tim James from Peabody's. And the event tomorrow begins at 11 a.m., goes until 4 p.m., and as Tim James mentions, the food looks pretty good and the weather looks pretty good, so it may be a good day. And again, that's downtown in Saratoga. It sprawls throughout 28 restaurants. And if you have a question about international cuisine, we have Belgian covered, we have Italy covered, we have Middle Eastern dishes, we have American style, anything you want to know. All right, now this chicken marsala, is anybody else having this?
I have it.
It's very good.
Yeah?
It's delicious, really.
Give us your description of it, Zuhir.
It's a little bit garlicky on it, right?
No garlic.
It's very soft, really nice.
Oh, my gosh, I love
it's
this.
It's very soft, yep.
Yeah, really well. The chicken is perfect. What mushrooms you got in there?
We have some wild mushrooms. We use the... drawing a blank right now.
That's all right. I have that effect on people.
No, it's the chicken. It's good.
Oh, it really is good. Yeah. This has got to be a big seller up there.
It is.
What's your number one up there?
Excuse me. I want to say the encrusted chicken. Yeah? The chicken marsala, it's usually a tie between that. And then, of course, it goes down to the chicken parm, eggplant parm.
Yeah.
Which is another big hit of ours.
You guys do pizza and stuff?
We do pizzas. We do personal pizzas, 12-inch pizzas. We have Tuesday specials on the pizzas. Usually buy one, get one.
Who does the dough?
We do.
Yeah?
We do.
That's
make our own bread.
That's work in itself.
It is. Everything's from scratch. We buy nothing frozen up there.
Yeah? As you do, it's thin, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be. Wood-fired oven.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. We go to Roger in North Adams. Hello, Roger.
Hello there. You got the best job in the world, I'm telling you. You're living the high life.
Well, it's true. There's so much food in front of me, but I have to talk. I can't eat it. But, I'll eat it cold at the end of the show. What is happening, my brother Roger?
Hey, I have always been told when I make potatoes, like a French fry type of a potato, I typically don't fry them. I'll bake them in the oven. And I've always been told to soak them in salt water for a period of time before I do that. Is there any truth to that?
I guess that question would be coming to me. So you definitely want to... After you cut your potatoes, you definitely want a good rinse off of there. Get a lot of the free starches out of the potato. I have never heard of brining the potato before you par cook it. That would change the flavor profile, obviously, to a little bit more salty. We do par cook our frites as well, and they are par cooked in a fryer in the peanut oil. Then they're allowed to cool, and then they're finished fried to order at a higher temperature, but the brining, I'm not too sure of. I mean, it might make for a delicious frite, but we do not use that method, but definitely want to rinse that starch off before you par cook.
I'm going to jump in with you if you don't mind.
I've not done it myself, but when I've had friends that have done it, and it seems they get a much crispier skin on them, and I don't taste the salt. I mean, I guess essentially they wash it off. But they seem to get a much crisper finish.
I'm going to jump in and help them out. I used to run a kitchen in Saratoga at a local restaurant that also known for their fries.
Yeah. Well, you're all local. What's
the point? Well, it's a restaurant I used to work at. We went through. Same thing, hand cut. Oh, God, thousands of pounds. But anyway, we used to soak ours in sugar. Sugar water. Very, very little bit of sugar, though. That does actually help caramelize them when you fry them. We're not a big fan of baking them first. Fry them, as he says. Fry them first, cool them off.
Did you find that dangerous with the crop switchover when you go from, like, Burbanks to North Dakota's and the sugar starch content? I mean,
you had to be really careful. Yeah. We had a big problem with one guy from Canadian potatoes. They were so starched out, it was ridiculous. But we ended up with a local farmer. And he kept pretty consistent.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Roger, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Saratoga International Flavor Feast is tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in Saratoga Springs. And we have Zohair Leon and Michelle Duran from Falafel Den, Tim James from Peabody's, Joe Crisson from Three Vines Bistro, Dave Zuka from Ravenous. And if you have any question about Belgian, Middle Eastern, Italian, American, give us a call. We have enough time. Anybody, I don't know, anybody want to try some food and give us their thoughts? Who wants to try the pork?
Everything was delicious here.
We've all been eating. Yeah, I mean, everything is
I'm taking the Belgian waffle home, so you can't have it.
Did you have some of that?
Dude, it's freaking delicious.
All right. I'm glad you said freaking.
Me, my wife, my... Sorry.
That's fine.
I'm a kitchen guy.
Restaurateurs. Yeah, I got you.
No, my wife and his girlfriend... she's my wife and his girlfriend. My son and his girlfriend, they're huge fans. We're just like right down the street from Ravenous.
Yeah.
So my waitstaff is constantly grabbing to go from these guys.
And what are the hours at Ravenous? Are you guys open for breakfast?
Ravenous, we're open from 11 to 8 during the week and then 9 to 9 on weekends. During the weekends, we have a brunch from 9 to 2 and then we transition into our main menu.
Breakfast crepes are delicious.
Yeah, I bet they are. And how about you, Zohair? Are you guys open for lunch? Or are you
open? We open 11 to 9 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
Weekend till 10 o'clock at night.
And what about you, Joe, Three Vines Bistro?
We are strictly dinner, 7 days a week, 4:30 till 9, 10 o'clock, depending on the
day. Oh, that's good. Just got the dinner going on. And Tim over at Peabody's, you're open to the wee small hours, right?
Yeah, kind of. Decays the crowd, you know.
But the food stops by midnight, right?
Yeah, the kitchen's usually 3 to 11 during the week and noon till midnight on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Delicious food here from our guest, Saratoga International Flavor Feast. 28 restaurants. What are some of the other restaurants that are involved?
Here, oh, I gave you the list.
He's going for the phone. Go ahead. Well, you guys must know offhand some of the other restaurants.
Harvey's is Harvey's. Definitely participating this year.
What is Harvey's? You read that.
Can't read.
What else is
Harvey's? Is an upscale Irish pub. They're fantastic menu, fantastic staff. You can find steaks, you can find seafood, along with, you know, Irish boxties and wings and Irish nachos and nice cold beer.
I mean, I haven't been up stomping around Saratoga in probably 25 years.
So Harvey's is making shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie tomorrow?
Yep.
One of my favorite places for shepherd's pie.
You have the list of what people are making tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, so let's hear some more stuff tomorrow.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Come on, man. Earn your keep.
How do you say Solovo? What's the new restaurant next to us?
Solivo?
Solivo. They're doing panna cotta and house-baked focaccia. Prestwick Chase is doing American pulled pork sliders. Ravenous is doing their palm frites and Belgian waffles. Three Vines with their meatballs and mini cannolis, by the way. I'm coming up there. So
did you bring the mini cannolis?
I did not.
You think I would let them in there? I'd eat them.
Might have to come up for those.
Phyla Fusion is doing Chinese and Vietnamese po with sliced beef and General Tso chicken. Sushi Thai is doing sushi rolls. Boca Bistra is doing Spanish. It just says...
Doing Spanish.
It just says Spanish.
All right.
I don't know. Peabody's, we're doing the chicken wings. Harvey's, shepherd's pie. Wheatfields is doing a bolognese.
Mm.
Ben and Jerry's is doing ice cream. Surprise.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, for a dollar. Mexican tacos.
Hopefully it's French vanilla. International.
Henry Street's doing Mexico. It doesn't say. There's the Falafel Den with their falafel patties and free grape leaves. Dizzy Chicken.
It's the stuff with grape leaves. Yeah. Are delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all over Saratoga. Nice. It's all over. There's bands. There's dancing. There's performances. There's all sorts of stuff. Entertainment.
Oh, this is great. And it's 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in Saratoga tomorrow. All right, let's go back to the grape leaves. First of all, just rolling these, it's beautiful. It's like a fine cigar. You know?
Yeah.
Tell us about the spices inside.
Well, we have a unique spice that you can't really buy around here. It's called sumac. Mm-hmm. That goes inside. And I think the special thing about it is the sauce on the outside that's handmade. It's fresh lemon juice and garlic, olive oil. And that's what we put on top of them.
It's really nice. And this is the sort of thing that is... It's comfort food in its own right, I think.
In a light way, though. It's not as heavy as a lot of the other foods.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a place for everything, but it's certainly beautiful. Where do you get the grape leaves?
Where do we get the grape leaves?
We get it from Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
We get it from Canada, yeah.
Why Canada?
We deal with some company in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like a lot of stuff. Like we get a dessert and grape leaves. We get some Mediterranean stuff.
Specialty items.
Yeah, they don't have it here in New York.
Very interesting. Yeah. What sort of desserts do you actually have at Falafel?
We have a right here. I don't know if you try it.
Wow, I'm trying.
This is delicious.
You know baklava?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I love that.
This is one of the our best.
It's beautiful.
Sellers.
Beautiful.
Yep.
All right, well, that will make a mess, so I'll have to wait till the next break.
Okay.
Oh, I think
my wife loves it.
Okay. I won't be trying that.
Totally
that.
He brought two.
All right, fair enough.
You work across the street from him.
Tim James is swiping the baklava. That's all right, man. It's all right.
No, we'll feed their staff. I'm just going to go over. My wife
Mrs. James.
Stuff.
It's better than coming home with flowers.
Well,
that's true.
Well, there you
go. Hey, there's a fruits and vegetable carving demonstration during this event.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Yep.
We should do some pumpkin chunking.
What could go wrong?
You could stand on my roof.
No. So who's doing that?
It just says fruits and vegetable carving demonstration every 30 minutes.
Doesn't say what?
On Phila Street. There's a Latin dance team. There's an a cappella group from Skidmore. Asian Chinese culture dance troupe. Ooh, the Racing City Chorus is at Adirondack Trust.
Nice.
Now, there's a lot of fun stuff.
And this is all tomorrow, 11 to 4.
Yeah, all over town, it looks like. There's events and...
What happens if it rains?
It's not going to.
It hasn't rained.
Put up a tent.
What happens if it does?
It still goes on. The weather is gorgeous tomorrow.
It does.
Unlike Chowderfest, it's not freezing.
Now, but over the 6 years, I assume that at least one of these has had lousy weather.
There was one that had a light drizzle, yeah, then it cleared up. It was perfect.
But it doesn't deter people.
No.
It doesn't deter people. Just like negative 20 wouldn't deter them from Chowderfest, a little bit of, you know, autumn drizzle isn't going to stop them from the International Flavor Feast.
73, partly sunny, and zero chance of rain tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Zero chance of rain, by the way, is the kiss of death. I just want to tell you that. Well, that's great, though. And so, you know, the weather should be good. Everybody will be having a good time.
73, wow.
But, you know, you all have restaurants to run, and Saturday night being a good dinner time. At 4 o'clock, how do you get everything closed up and get back to the shop?
Luckily, we're right out front of Ravenous. Some participants are right out front, and others who aren't located in downtown Saratoga are going to be at the downtowner lot.
Yeah, well, Three Vines, you're downtown,
we're
right?
We're downtown,
yeah. Yeah, so you're going to have to run around like a madman, but these guys, we all know what we're doing.
Will Hattie's be there?
Hattie's is not doing it.
Oh, really?
Have they ever?
Nope. Yes, they did. I haven't talked to Jasper about this. I was talking to him yesterday. He's like, not doing it.
Very interesting.
He's probably already started on his chowder for Chowderfest. He makes so much of it.
He gave me a hard time because I didn't get in until 7 this morning, and he needed a scale back, and he was already there.
Really?
He called me a slacker because I borrowed his scale yesterday.
I can't believe Jasper would not want to be involved with that. I mean, he's willing to go down to New Orleans.
I think they have a big party or something going on tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough.
They'll be open anyway, but...
The number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If you have a question about Belgian food or Middle Eastern cuisine or Italian or American style, and that's kind of a broad brush, Peabody's American style restaurant. Didn't try the pulled pork. Anybody want to try that?
Eat it tomorrow when it's hot and fresh.
Boy, you are one laid back.
Come on, we're all picky. We all want our food to be nice and good, not sitting around.
It's all good. I mean, even the poutine, the cheese curds have sort of recongealed, and they're still phenomenal.
I lost many poutine contests to them, actually.
What do you mean?
This other restaurant that I won't name that we used to do poutine in town, too, and everybody's like, it's good, but not as good as Ravenous. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I just took it. I was like, yeah, I know it's not. I'm like,
no, it's not, because I eat everybody's poutine.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's not as good. I admit it.
So you're confident.
I mean, I'm sitting here eating all those waffles.
I am 100% confident.
And why do you think that yours is better?
Again, the way that we vetted out the recipe, you know. Many trips up to Dairy Country and Fromagerie Victoriaville and in Princeville and in Montreal and in Quebec City. And then you've got Natalie Letourneau and Anne Raymond's recipes that are, I mean, you can't go wrong. It's kind of a mashup of the two that I then expanded upon for commercial application. But and the people say it. I mean... Like Tim pointed out, we are very fortunate to get the accolades.
Did you have to cut any corners to modify it for commercial
We don't scale? Cut any quarters. We do not cut. Everything in our kitchen is from scratch.
Put it this way.
All fresh ingredients.
My
and we
wife
didn't
loves
have to change
the falafel
anything.
Dens. She loves her hummus. We have it at home. I ate
Three Vines meatballs the other day for dinner, and my son and his girlfriend and me go to Ravenous every day.
Really?
So when people in other restaurants eat at those restaurants, you know they're good.
Yeah.
There's restaurants we all know in town that we will not eat at. The ones that we go to,
please do not mention them, sir. Just do me a favor. Do not mention them.
We won't.
We only got a couple minutes left here. Joe Crissen, do people find your website? You guys online?
We are.
Where's the website?
It's at www.threevines.com.
www.threevinesbistro.com. They got menu and everything else up there?
Absolutely. Full catering menu, full dinner menu.
And you guys are open for dinner 7 days a week, and what are the hours?
4:30 till 9, Friday, Saturday, 4:30 to 10.
All right. And Zohair, how late are you guys open, and do you guys have a website?
Yeah, we have falafelden@gmail.com. And
That's the email address.
Yes. Do you have the same thing, falafelden.
Okay, falafelden.com?
.com, yes.
All right,
And we open from 11 till 9 o'clock every day.
All right. And, how about you, Dave, at Ravenous?
We are, our website is ravenouscrepes.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
And, again, our hours, 11 to 8 during the week, lunch and dinner service, and then brunch, lunch, and dinner on the weekends open until 9 o'clock at night. We also do have beer and wine and cider.
All right, fair enough. What kind of cider do you have?
We are very proud to partner up with Nine Pin Cidery Albany. And so currently we have their ginger, we have their honey pear, as well as their signature. Mm. And then our beer selection, we are actually launching right now, brewed by Artisanal Brew Works in Saratoga Springs, our 20th anniversary ale, which is a Belgian triple. So that will be waiting for me at the restaurant when I return from this show.
Now that's got to be, 7%, 8% alcohol?
It's actually 9.1.
Yeah, okay.
It's 9.1.
You get one, and that's all you get.
I might have two at the end of the evening. But anybody can come on out and try it. It's going to be available this weekend, and then we are having a launch party for it on Tuesday the 15th with a prefix dinner with some Bavarian-lated offerings, and the folks from Artisanal will be in-house.
You know what sops up the beer really well?
The poutine.
Tim,
or vice versa.
Tim James, what are the hours for Peabody's, and are you guys on the web?
We're peabodystoga.com, and we're there 3 to whenever on weekdays and noon to very late on Saturdays and Sundays.
By the way, the person who ate the most during this show has got to be you, Tim.
But I ate it all on my good side of my tooth.
That's
so.
Right.
I didn't eat all day, and it's yummy. I'm sorry.
We got to the show. He's like, I can't eat. My tooth hurts. And who's eating the most? Tim James over at Peabody's. Well, anyway, everybody have a great time tomorrow. Saratoga International Flavor Feast from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in Saratoga, New York. And thank you all for being here. I got to move the poutine. Support comes from Big Elm Brewing. Tap room open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. Crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012. BigElmBeer.com. Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, almond butter crunch, and sea-salted caramels. Albany Street, Schenectady at Newton Plaza, Loudonville. UncleSam'sCandy.com. And South Egremont Spirit Shop, located in the southwest corner of the Berkshires, specializing in curated small production wines and regional handcrafted spirits and beer, real wine for the people. SouthEgremontSpirits.com. Well, once again, thanks to all of our guests for being here. And a reminder, Saratoga International Flavor Feast tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in downtown Saratoga Springs. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Zach, now it's time to come in and grab some food here in Studio A. Barb King, same to you. Barb took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks for being with us this week on Vox Pop. We'll be back at 2 p.m. on Monday for a Medical Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Stand by for the best of our knowledge.